You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
To us from the Big Smoke, Tamaki Makaurau. They've just put out a new track, Easier Said Than Done, and they've also finished a cycle-powered music project. Last time they came on the program, it was to talk about their album, Let's Talk About Death, and now we're going to talk about this new track with Good Space, who's coming to us from Central Auckland. Well, you said you're coming to us from Central Auckland. How central are you, Good Space?
I'm like central, bro. I'm in Sandringham, you know?
In the Eye of Terror.
In the Eye of Terror next to Little India, bro, where you can get a mean chai and a mean thali for under $15.
Oh, sick. Are they decent portions for the food?
Oh, man, it's hearty as, bro. I'm like stuffed afterwards, generally.
I'm glad to hear, man. It's good to have you on the program again. Basically a year apart since your album came out, which is incredible record. You know, that album's called Let's Talk About Death. And I want to, have you had any death-based revelations since you put out that record?
Death-based revelations. I mean, I sort of put in my goal list at the end of that album launch that I'd write a will.
Oh, yes, you did. And did you do that?
I still haven't done it, bro. I'm real sorry, man, for myself. For anyone else who was hoping that I'd write a will and put them in. But, yeah, you've reminded me that maybe I should write my will right after this interview.
Do it, man, do it. I mean, they are very expensive to get codified, but if you just want to get, you know, you can write it at the very least, and that should be free.
I reckon I could just write it, post it on the gram, and, like, you know, my close homies will screenshot it, and that'll be enough.
Totally. That's jurisprudence right there is the legal term. What if you were to write a will right now, what would be the silliest thing you'd have to give to someone?
Silliest things. I mean, the things that I consider important in terms of allocating to my homies are a bit silly. Mm-hmm. And some of them are just like pairs of shoes, you know, a nice coat, a particular neck scarf, you know. So, I don't know. Yeah, it sort of sits between the two. Maybe the most kind of silly thing that I'd want to give is this little... what are they called? It's not a harmonica, but it's like it's like a harmonica. It's in the shape of a frog.
Oh, and that's very sweet.
Yeah, I'd give it to some. Won't tell who it is yet.
Only when you pass away. What was I going to say? It'd be funny when Gen Z actually does start like dying of natural causes, because just the amount of vintage clothes that are going to enter, you know, circulation. That's all they have to bequeath other people, is just vintage clothes. Maybe like a PS5. No money or houses, just like a couple of nice things.
Just throw some fits, right? I mean, honestly, I wouldn't be mad, bro. I wouldn't be mad.
Some Salvation Army fits. Yeah.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah. Are you feeling easy like a Sunday morning? Like a Monday morning, sorry?
I am kind of feeling like it's a Sunday morning, actually. Generally, my Mondays are kind of treated like Sundays.
Day of rest?
Yeah, it's my freelance kind of schedule where I like to take my weekends when everyone else is having to go back to work. Mm-hmm.
It's nice being able to walk around a city that operates on that schedule and be like, I'm better than you guys. Yeah. You guys are all part of the Matrix.
Look, I don't know how much of an inferiority, superiority complex there is within my choices there, but I do like empty spaces. I like being able to wander through spaces kind of anonymous and sort of like have that, that freedom of just movement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, speaking of freedom of movement, you have released a movement-based exhibit for part of this new single release launch, I guess you could say. The new track, Easier Said Than Done. For that, you developed a bike-based exhibit where people could ride this stationary bike and their cycling would allow the song to play. And I see in the video that you're biking around with friends. Are you a big bike advocate?
Yeah, I'm definitely like a super committed but casual cyclist, which means that you'll never catch me like in lycra, you know? Like I'm still getting a fit off.
Me too.
I'm still looking like myself, but like I'll try to get around on my bike as much as I can. And being not far from like a bunch of studios in Tāmaki, and just from town, that's pretty doable, you know?
Mm-hmm. It's hard to rock a bike fit because you really have to think about the pants you're wearing.
Oh, bro, I've ruined so many of my wide trousers by getting them caught in chains and stuff.
It's so sad, man.
It's the worst.
Just even if they don't get caught in it, the grease comes off on your pants. Like, my jeans aren't exactly pretty anymore. This is because of chain grease. It's
they get ugly, man.
They do.
Detergent apparently works. Dishwashing liquid.
Really?
But if you get it early only. Oh. Yeah.
Mine's deep. It's a deep set stain. We'll see how we go.
It's part of the fabric.
But how did this exhibit with you, people peddling to make the song play, how did that work? Was it quite a lot of coding?
Well, it was done through Touch Designer, and Kiang was our main AV designer. We went through quite a few different iterations, actually. And if I just had to summarize it succinctly, it started with like a whole bunch of 3D printed stuff where there was like a cog that touched the back wheel and that would turn as you pedaled, and then that would sort of make these kind of railway track things move, and then a fan would go, and then that fan would blow wind into this pipe, and at the end of the pipe there was a flap, and then that flap would go up with the wind, and there'd be a switch at the end of that flap, and then it would all stop. And it looked real kind of like Dexter's Lab kind of thing.
Sounds like a Rube Goldberg machine.
So that's where it started. We started real kind of complex. But then as the installation opened up, we found that there were quite a few things that we just didn't foresee, like the fact that this 3D printed kind of structure was in the way of people sort of swinging their leg over the bike. So we had to simplify it to like a pressure sensor mostly. A sensor that sort of, once you sat on the bike, it detected that you started pedaling, it hit a threshold, and the video would just play.
Wow.
Is
it a thing where, like, the faster you pedal, the faster the video goes?
Originally it was, but then we thought about it, right? And I was like, this is a single release after all. And we did have the kind of thing where the pedaling would affect the pace of the audio and the visuals, but then it just sometimes sounded shit. So I was like, well, it's a single release. I want to present the song as it is, and the next evolution of this cycle-powered thing will be deliberately manipulating audio and visual. I thought I'd better just present the song as it is.
Fair enough. I wonder, what is the state of Tāmaki's cycle infrastructure? I hear a great deal of hullabaloo about building a second harbour bridge or modifying the existing harbour bridge for cyclists. Is it good to be a cyclist in Auckland?
Liberate the lane, I believe, is the motto from Bike Auckland. It's Biketober at the moment, apparently. Well, definitely. Not apparently. It definitely is Biketober. And shout out to Bike Auckland. They came through to the installation and jumped on the bike.
Oh, sick.
And helped with the promo and stuff. But I don't know. I feel like, you know, when you are a cyclist, you tend to spot cyclists more often. So I feel like I have seen a lot of cyclists around. And even though it's quite hilly here and it's sometimes pretty windy and wet and all that, I feel like that there are a good amount of lanes. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I'm pretty committed to the cause of just making sure that there aren't too many cars just blocking up the road.
Well, that's my one experience of being in Auckland, is just horrible traffic.
Oh man, most of my life decisions revolve around avoiding traffic, eh?
Yeah.
Like, for real.
Yeah. That's dark.
It's dark. It's real and it's dark, man.
That's brutal. That's so brutal. So that's one reason I'd really struggle moving to Auckland, is just because of the traffic. Mm.
Well, just move here and get on your bike, bro.
I mean, my bike is making some real weird noises right now. But that's neither here nor there. It's kind of cooked. But the song, in a thematic sense, reads to me as confronting sort of everyday existential crises-based anxiety / procrastination, which can hold you back from doing that pile of dishes, as you say in the song, or even getting up out of bed. It seems to be about putting one foot in front of the other and embracing it as whatever you're avoiding. Is that sort of what the vibe is with the track?
Yeah, that's beautifully said, bro. In a universal sense, that every song that's put out into the world totally just belongs to the person who's listening to it from that point onwards, right? So your interpretation to me is like, it's music to my ears.
What was your intention? Or
Original kind of starting point with the song is that it's about leaving and leaving things behind, and how that's much more easy said than done.
Right.
But yeah, it's I guess if I'm relating it to the music video, like we started with this concept of labor, and to, you know, illustrate labor, we just were like, well, let's just put you on a bike and make sure that you're always moving and that nothing really stands still, and that these people run into the scene and they're there and they're significant, but then they disappear quickly as well. But it doesn't devalue their presence nonetheless. So, yeah, it started as a song about leaving, and then we started talking about labor, and then how, yeah, like learning to leave things behind, learning to sort of gracefully allow things to come and go in your life is a labor. It's a labor of love. And yeah, that started building the world around the song, the installation, the music video, all that stuff.
So sort of giving away control a bit and learning to let go a little bit.
A good amount of acceptance, for sure. Yeah. You know, like a peaceful resignation to the way things are.
Mm-hmm. Is that hard for you to do?
Well, yeah, I think it's a it's a lifetime process. I think I know when I have done it successfully, because I feel a real kind of full sense of peace and satisfaction with just how things are. Mm-hmm. And then I also know pretty clearly when I'm just resisting and combating against it.
And when you're in that mode of combating against it, how do you sort of reel out of that mode and be like, oh, I gotta chill out?
I guess a few breaths, go for a walk.
Smoke a fat blunt.
Each to their own.
Do what you gotta do. Well, speaking of leaving things behind, I think that really adds to this idea that you have to have a will, because you got to leave things behind for your homies, as you were saying.
Oh, yeah, man, you're putting some big connections here, bro. Absolutely.
Oh,
yeah.
Really grasping at straws. it's a super exciting track. I love the sort of cinematic vibe to it, and I want to know, is there more music on the way and more bike-based projects as well?
Well, in terms of more music, I mean, I'm looking forward to just making music again, eh, bro? Like, making this installation, I don't know if you saw any photos, but it was a lot of spatial and, like, interior work. I was hanging, like, bicycle wheels from the ceiling, putting up drapes, and, like, yeah, it was just, and I was cutting up bicycles and making these janky stools. Mm-hmm. You should see them on Instagram, bro. They're, like, the weirdest looking thing. But anyway, I spent months just like not doing music, but like peripheral music stuff. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm looking forward to just working on the second album, to be honest. I've been working with AAA Records for this particular single. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we're talking about starting to get into the studio for the second album. And working with Chris and Matt and Ruben is going to be a joy, no doubt.
I'm glad to hear. I only imagine how much attention was paid to the detail of this exhibit, because I remember last year we talked, you had a whole shop at a supermarket set up for your album, and I think that this is great to see a sort of thematic in-person space-based, if you will, project that accompanies your music. I think it's so creative and awesome.
Job, right? Yeah, world building. Definitely
yes.
A love of mine.
And it's a hard thing to do well as well. It takes a certain personality to be able to kind of get away with it, you know.
Yeah, it takes a massive team. Well, like a, you know, an amazing team. And just got to shout out quickly to Quentin Lind, Kyung, my partner Mathilde Polmard, Theo Tanchek on the content creation. KBA, a whole bunch of people that really helped bring this together, because it was definitely done in the spirit of resourcefulness.
Mm-hmm. And collaboration, it seems.
And collaboration.
Yes. And with that, I think I'll bid you adieu. Thank you for coming on the program, Good Space. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
As always. Do you have any final words for our lovely listeners this morning?
Final words? Not really, bro. Just have a good day. Bump the track in your sleep. Put it on repeat.
Buy 6 phones. Set up a streaming farm. You know, yeah, let's get it to number 1 in the New Zealand charts. Let's do it. Thank you so much, man. That was Good Space talking to me about their new track Easier Said Than Done, which we're going to play for you in a very short second. At 10:30 we have Nina Brown from Critic coming through for our last Kōrero of the year and of all time, it would seem, as she's retiring from the role of editor, so that'll be a bit bittersweet but lovely nonetheless. It's 10:17. I'll see you at 10:30. You're listening to The Big Breakfast Program with yours truly, Zach Hoffman. Ka kite.
I know that we'll lose it all by holding on. 50 different reasons to leave it and run. Now come on, dear. Every day's a bubble that we haven't burst in years. Water running under an empty sink of fears. Dishes stacked like
that was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.